Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A number of road projects are slated to get underway today in northeast Iowa. The New Hampton Construction Office of the Iowa DOT is alerting motorists that drive on Iowa Highway 76 to reach McGregor to be aware of road closures that start today. Crews will resume reconstruction work on Iowa 76 as part of a two-year project, with work expected to be completed this October, weather permitting. Follow detour signs on U.S. Highway 18 and Iowa 76 to reach McGregor, where signs have been placed throughout town to help direct you to businesses and parking. New Hampton DOT says an asphalt paving and resurfacing project on U.S. 18 and Iowa 51 in Postville is also scheduled to start today. During the work, which could go until mid-November, crews will need to shift traffic into a head-to-head traffic pattern on one side of the road in some sections of the work zone, with flaggers to assist drivers through the area during paving and related work. The project also includes updating sidewalks to be compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Howard County says the bridge over the Upper Iowa River in Florenceville Granger will be closed for reconstruction starting today, with the project anticipated to take 5 to 7 months for completion. Officials add that there will not be a temporary crossing constructed by Howard County nor the contractor for public access due to safety and liability concerns as well as cost. Unauthorized individuals are not allowed within the project site, and private crossings will not be allowed on or across Howard County property. Contact the Howard County Engineer's Office with any questions. A Florida man is facing drug trafficking charges in northeast Iowa following a weekend traffic stop. The Bremer County Sheriff's Office says they stopped a vehicle for speeding on Highway 218 on Sunday. A probable cause search was conducted, where approximately 1 pound of methamphetamine was located inside the vehicle. 62-year-old Stephen Lawrence of Winter Haven, Florida, was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, a Class B felony, a drug tax stamp violation, a Class D felony, 2 counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs, the serious misdemeanors, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor. Lawrence is being held in the Bremer County Jail on $25,000 cash bond. A North Iowa driver was seriously injured after he was ejected from his vehicle in a weekend crash. The Iowa State Patrol says 30-year-old Kevin Jones of Forest City was driving south on Highway 69 in Winnebago County when he failed to negotiate a slight curve in the road just south of Leland shortly after 11 o'clock Saturday night. The vehicle then went into the ditch, rolled over, and Jones was thrown from the vehicle. The State Patrol says Jones was not wearing a seatbelt, and he was flown by Mercy One AirMed to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center in Mason City for treatment of unspecified injuries. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office, Forest City Police Department, Forest City Fire Department, and Forest City Ambulance also assisted at the scene. Over the past 5 years, one northeast Iowa farmer has always had a head start on coloring his Easter eggs. Mark Westbrock keeps between 180 and 200 chickens on his Solstice Farm in Waverly. He says his hens produce eggs that range in color from the standard shades of brown and white to spots and even more unexpected hues.
Blue eggs, green eggs, 364 days out of the year, they're the most beautiful eggs out there, but they don't dye very well. You can't really dye them because they're already colored.
Westbrock says the colors come from having unique birds.
It's just different breeds of chicken, you know, that people have developed over the years. There are some breeds of green egg layers that have been around for a while. And then kind of more recently, people have developed breeds that lay these bright, brilliant blue eggs.
Westbrock adds that organic and sustainable farming practices also help in bringing out an egg's richer colors. Tonight on 95.1 The Bull, it's Iowa women's basketball as they continue play in the NCAA tournament. It's an Elite Eight matchup and an Elite rematch of last year's national title game between the Hawkeyes and the LSU Tigers. Broadcast time 6 o'clock, game time 6:15. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.